You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Now then, on First Up on the Show, around 3,000 junior doctors have begun their three-day strike today in support of safer working hours and conditions. Currently, junior doctors are expected to work for 7 nights in a row and up to 12-day shifts in a row. They say that this is putting the lives of patients at risks and are demanding changes to be made. BFM reporter John Michael Swinnix filed this report.
After almost a year of negotiation, the country's 20 DHBs and the Resident Doctors Association are yet to reach an agreement. RDA National Secretary Deborah Powell sets out what's planned and why.
Okay, well, let's start with what's going to happen. Our members have issued notice of industrial action for a three-day strike. It starts at 7 o'clock and will go through till Friday morning. And during that time, the resident doctors will not be at work. However, the senior doctors, the consultant doctors in the hospital, and any non-members of the RDA will, of course, be working. So patients will still get treated in the hospitals. It's just that there will be less services available than normal because, obviously, about half the doctors won't be there. So that's what's going to happen. The why, we still haven't got settlement of our collective employment agreement. So we've been bargaining for almost a year now. Our contract expires and ceases to exist at the end of February, and we're still trying to get an agreement with the district health boards over safer rostering for residents to deal with the fatigue and poor rostering that we've experienced in the past.
How many doctors are going to be taking part in the strike action?
We have just over 3,000 members of the RDA, and so that's the number of doctors who are eligible to take part in the strike action. That's out of about 3,500 resident doctors in New Zealand. So those that are not members of the RDA, of course, will still be at work.
Do you believe that the strike action and the junior doctors have the support of the majority of New Zealand's public?
Yes, we do. The public have been incredibly supportive. Not only have they been emailing and phoning in the office here, but they've spoken to resident doctors directly. Obviously, the doctors see a lot of the public, and certainly patients, but also their families and friends when they're in hospital, and we definitely have their support. The public of New Zealand understand that a tired doctor can't do their job. And ultimately, if you're sick, if you're in pain, if you need an operation, you want a doctor who's on the top of their game. You don't want one who's likely to make a mistake because they're too damn tired. So I think that the people of New Zealand have really understood this issue. They've probably experienced some of the fatigue the doctors are talking about themselves, and they'd simply prefer a doctor to be actually competent and capable of working.
So in the end, this is all about patient safety, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's absolutely connected to the safety of the doctors, however. So we have to have, you know, well-rested doctors in order to be able to provide good care to patients. So whilst, you know, on the one hand it's about the health and safety of the doctors, that is intimately linked to their ability to do good work with their patients.
What do you hope this strike achieves?
Settlement of the collective employment agreement. That's ultimately our goal. And with that settlement, of course, better rostering practices for doctors so that we will no longer be suffering from fatigue, that we get good, meaningful, recuperative time so that when we are at work, we're up and running and doing the best job we can.
And what's your message to the DHBs?
Come to the party. Settle this. Settle it now. Let's stop having this dispute and get on with working towards a better future.
That was the Resident Doctors Association National Secretary Deborah Powell. The strike is expected to cause only minor inconvenience to patients. DHB Planning Coordinator Anne Atchison says they're well prepared.
Well, each of the DHBs has been working since the strike notice was received to develop a plan individualised to the needs of their DHB, and the plans will be put into action and are in play today as we prepare for that action.
It must seem a bit like deja vu when this comes around. Is there any difference this time in terms of what people should expect for this strike? It is quite a long one, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, the services that are available are unchanged from last time. It just requires more planning. The longer the period of strike, the more planning that needs to happen, the more rosters that need to be prepared, and the more contingencies that we need to think of.
And what should patients expect over the next 3 days?
The hospitals are prepared to treat and assess those patients who have acute needs and those patients who must be in hospital. And the work that has been deferred is only work which is elective and can be deferred.
In terms of emergency departments, what should people keep in mind there?
Emergency departments are prepared, obviously, to manage all the acute presentations and to ensure patients are assessed. If you can have your care needs met by your GP, then you should go to your general practitioner. However, we want to make sure that those who are sick, those who need hospital care, do come and don't wait at home.
That was the DHB's planning coordinator, Anne Atchison. The strike is due to finish on Friday morning at 7 o'clock. For BFM News, Cordra Michael Swanwick's DNA.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.